Hello, and welcome to the Entertainment Docket for the week of Thanksgiving 2011. I am your co-host, Michael Staley, and alongside me is the chili, Melissa Hansen.
Sure. With that.
So what's been going on with you entertainment-wise this week?
Well, this weekend, I had lots of fun entertainment-wise. I watched a 10-year-old hockey game. Ooh. Not a 10-year-old hockey game, a hockey game with 10-year-old boys.
Playing. Yeah, that's true. It's a very different thing.
Some old hockey game that they played 10 years ago. So, yeah, my good friend Carlin, her son Dennis, is a really great hockey player, and I've seen him play quite a few times and got to again this weekend. So that was my fun entertainment. And then news about old TV shows that if you liked it, you already watched it, and if you didn't, then you probably don't care. I Hulu'd Raising the Bar, which was Stephen Bochco show from a few years ago on TNT. And it was Zach Morris, or actually Mark Gosselaar. But
he had really long hair, right?
He did for the first season. It was like two short seasons. Okay. For the first season he did. Yeah. And then everybody was like making fun of the character. And they did this whole great slow-mo scene in the first episode of the second season of him coming in. And they showed him from like the shoes and slowly panned up and this whole thing. And he had his hair cut. This is big, huge, dramatic, like 5-minute part of the episode to show he got his hair cut.
Now, this was the follow-up for him after NYPD Blue, right?
Right.
But he did extremely well on that.
Yeah, that was his huge comeback in the whole, I'm a big boy now, not, you know, a teenage boy with a big cell phone and whatever, talks to the camera. Yeah. But, yeah, and it also had Cary Grant, and it also starred Gloria Rubin.
Oh, from ER.
And J. August Richards from Angel. Yeah, so it was really good, and they even had, like, guest stars. Henry Simmons from NYPD Blue was on an episode, and then Sharif Atkins from ER.
Oh, right.
Yeah, and the other big star, which I find immensely interesting, and I'm going to butcher her name, Natalia Sigliuti, who starred in, and don't ask me how I know this, I'm not going to discuss it, but she starred in Saved by the Bell, The New Class.
Oh, you've been hanging out with Dave Johnson, haven't you?
And so her and Zach Morris played like love interests in this. Your fantasy bit about it was kind of cool to see that.
They tried to get Tiffany Amber Thiessen and she was busy doing something else.
Probably.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a good show. Kind of. It's a lawyer show. James Kaczmarek plays the judge. They usually do. And it was basically she talked to the lawyers like she talked to Malcolm and his brothers. But it's young lawyers and it's public defenders and then district attorneys who are friends. So every episode starts with a couple court cases and they're up against each other in court. And then it ends with them like drinking in a bar and, you know, being buddies again.
That genre's kind of tapped itself out for now.
Yeah, it has. So, you know, it was pretty good. Nothing groundbreaking, but good performances.
Okay.
You know, good cast.
Well, nothing really for me entertainment-wise. I mean, I've been kind of immersed in my review. I'm finishing up my review of Super 8 on Blu-ray, which is coming out this week.
Yeah, and I know that was one of your favorites of the year, right?
This is my fifth time seeing it.
Oh, wow.
I saw it four times in the theater, and the first time
did it lose something?
Not a bit.
You know, the more you watch it, find things in it, or
it was just as endearing, just as compelling. I mean, of course, it's not a flawless movie. There's a couple things. So where you see the flaws, they're kind of amplified after seeing it so many times.
Right.
But, No, this, hands down, was one of my favorite movies of the year.
Good. Well, it's a sign of a good movie that you can rewatch it and not get sick of it.
Yeah. Well, and I was very hesitant about the bonus features because I didn't want anything to taint the experience. I didn't want to know too much and see too much behind the curtain.
Oh, yeah.
But there's an hour and a half documentary, which is a bunch of featurettes strung together, that is the same tone as the movie. So the people who put these features together kept that same vibe.
Okay.
And it's just as compelling.
That's great.
To see J.J. Abrams and his team working with Steven Spielberg and the shared history that they have together. It's something really that adds to the picture as opposed to taking away from it.
That's great. Yeah, it's good when you kind of get double your money for your money there the special features are just as worthwhile as the main attraction.
Yeah, and it's one of those movies that seems to split people. I know people who, like Patrick Nagel, who didn't care for it at all. And there's other people I've heard the same, or web designers the same way. He just didn't, he didn't care for it.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, I don't know. Love it or hate it, I guess.
Yeah.
Moving over to the box office this weekend, we had some interesting news, didn't we?
Yeah, like, there's only really one thing to talk about.
Some depressing news.
It depends who you are.
I suppose.
I mean, Kristen Stewart, it's great freaking news. not depressing at all. The Twilight Saga Breaking Dawn Part 1, which also has to be like the most boring, long, dumb name for a movie.
Right.
But it's looking like about $140 million just for the weekend.
Yeah.
And just to put that, give you a frame of reference more, Happy Feet 2 came in second with $22
million. Wow.
And then Immortals third, about $12 million, and Jack and Jill about the same with $12 million.
Which, for Tarsem Singh and Immortals, which was supposed to be this huge blockbuster action picture, to lose not only to the vampires, which they kind of guessed that they would, but to lose to...
You knew Twilight was going to come number one, but by such a large margin.
But to lose by $10 million to Dancing and Singing Penguins in their second adventure? That's pitiful.
Exactly.
This coming week, we've got four movies that are opening on Wednesday ahead of Thanksgiving.
Yeah, taking advantage of, you know, the really long weekend for people and then, you know, families wanting to do something after they stuff themselves with turkey.
Yeah. So we've got The Muppets, which has gotten really great buzz from everybody I know who've seen it so far.
I hope so. I'm really so excited and so nervous at the same time because I love The Muppets. I mean, who doesn't? But I really do and always have. And I just, you know, with this kind of reboot of them, you just worry that somebody's going to take it in a different direction and it's not going to be the same old thing you love.
Well, I'm keeping my expectations low. I like Jason Segel. I think he can be a little much at times.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Yeah, I just hope they, you know, take good care of it and take good care of the franchise. And you know.
We'll see. Disney's put a lot of money into marketing this sucker. So, but it's got some competition because Hugo, which is the Marty Scorsese film with Jude Law and I forget who's the young girl who plays in this.
Oh.
Anyways, it's supposed to be another one of those kind of magical fantasy.
Right, and it's aimed at younger.
Yeah, right.
Well, Chloe Moretz is in it.
Chloe Moretz, that's right. Okay.
Which is, this should be interesting because we've pretty much only seen her kicking ass in one way or another.
No, I still haven't seen that movie. I have to watch it. I've got it in my Netflix queue.
Yeah, so it'll be interesting to see her in something more, not a horror fantasy, just a regular more fantasy.
Right. And we also have another Christmas movie in the form of Arthur Christmas, which is a British import animated. I think the story, if I remember correctly, the story is about a child who gets left behind from Santa's delivery schedule.
Oh, no!
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, it should be interesting. But it's who we love, Ashley Jensen. Is in it. James McAvoy does. They do voices, obviously.
Yeah.
So it's got a great British voice cast, and like Romeo and Juliet did fairly well.
Right.
So
yes, lots for the kids out there,
and for the adults.
Yeah, I'm very interested in My Week with Marilyn, in which Michelle Williams plays Marilyn Monroe, and Michelle Williams is such a brilliant actor.
Yeah, but this is a
from
big
Blue
challenge.
Valentine and Brokeback Mountain.
Yeah.
And, you know, Dawson's Creek.
Yeah.
So she's come a long way, baby, from that. But, and I've seen, you know, a couple of pictures of it, and she just looks glorious, all done up as Marilyn. And she's talked about what a hard role it was, but how rewarding. And so I'm very interested in seeing that and see how it turns out and, you know, especially how she does in it.
Yeah. Well, I'm seeing that on Friday. It's a big movie week for me. I'm seeing that on Friday.
Okay.
I'm seeing Hugo on Saturday. I'm seeing Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy on Tuesday, followed by a Q&A with Gary Oldman.
Okay, you're going to have a lot to talk about next week.
And then I'm seeing The Adventures of Tintin on Wednesday.
Yeah, and that doesn't open for a while yet.
Yeah, I think it's early December that comes out. You want to look over at DVDs really quick?
Sure. Yeah, so that's what's out in theater and out in DVD and Blu-ray.
Yeah, we already talked about Super 8.
This week we talked about that, and we're looking really quick over at DVD Verdict, upcoming DVD releases, just looking at the covers and talking about Tintin, that's coming out, the movie, The Adventures of Tintin Season 1, the TV cartoon, is out on DVD. So you can kind of see how the different differences and how they portray the story.
Yeah.
And then there's a bunch of Beauty and the Beast, not like the original Disney Beauty and the Beast.
No, it's the it was their direct-to-DVD sequels. One was a Christmas one and another. I think I reviewed the Christmas one originally for Verdict, and it wasn't all that impressive. It's the same voice cast.
Oh, okay. That's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, quite often they change, so that's nice they got them the same.
Yeah, but it's just, it wasn't, you know, anything spectacular. I mean, it's good fare for kids to, you know, hang out for an hour and watch something Christmassy.
Okay. So, and I'm a little excited. I'll admit this.
What?
I already talked about Zach Morris, like a best buds with him. Boy Meets World, the complete series, is coming out. It's actually a bundle. It's not like a new box set. They're bundling.
Oh, all the Lionsgate.
Together.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's coming out as one bundle, one thing.
Okay.
So you can have all the seasons of Boy Meets World.
There you go.
I don't think I'm going to spend the cash on that, but yet I'm a little excited to see it.
Well, one of these days it may come to streaming, so you can catch up then.
Yeah, well, I've watched them all, the reruns on Disney. And
oh, that's true.
And all that, so we don't need to go into that.
All right. A couple other big ones. Jason Momoa gets half naked for Conan.
No.
Which I enjoyed to a point. It wasn't what I was hoping it would be, you know, kind of this picking up the torch from where Arnold left off. Jason's fantastic. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's got the presence for it. And Stephen Lang, who was the bad guy in Avatar, plays the bad guy here. He's on Terra Nova, too.
Okay.
It's all right. It's just, it wasn't...
Been there, done that.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. Do we really need to redo it?
No. Doctor Who, Series 6, which you still, haven't, you still haven't seen the second half of, correct?
Not all of the second half. Yeah, so this is, they had released it, right? Like, what they showed in the spring.
Yes.
A DVD, and now the fall, and now it's all together.
Right. And this, if you bought, like I had, if you got the Christmas Carol on one Blu-ray, you got the first part of Season 6 on Blu-ray, and then the second part of Season 6, which just came out last week. Now the complete series, which has more bonus materials than what you'd find on the three individual releases, which kind of bugs me.
Ugh.
So you're missing commentaries and featurettes and things if you got the individual releases instead of waiting.
Right.
Yeah.
You don't want to wait. You want to watch it right away, but yeah, you need to wait so you can get everything.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Disney's Prep and Landing, which was a Christmas special they put out last year, which I just watched last night, and I'm writing up a review for Verdict.
Yeah?
I loved it. I loved
really?
It. Yes, absolutely.
Really?
It's 22 minutes.
That's right.
Yeah, it's 22 minutes, and you want a whole feature out of it when it's done.
Well, that's good to hear, because usually that kind of stuff doesn't turn out so well.
It's like a Pixar short. I mean, that's that kind of quality of story and
that's
animation.
Right.
And yeah.
Good to hear. There's a couple Criterion coming out. 12 Angry Men.
Oh, yeah, with Henry
Fonda. The Blu-ray.
Yeah.
That's coming out. And then Rushmore.
That was Jason Schwartzman's breakout role.
And it was, again, another comeback for Bill Murray. And comeback in a different light.
True. Dramatic role.
Yeah. Kind of the quirky but dramatic, not the typical comedy stuff he'd been doing before.
Which is funny, because then he went and did with Sofia Coppola, right? Lost in Translation. And Jason and Sofia are cousins, right?
Correct.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yes, they are. Yeah, Schwartzman is a Coppola.
Yeah. All right. Well, some interesting stuff this week.
Yeah.
And yeah, as always, you can click on any of this stuff here. And if you buy through Amazon.com, William Verdict gets a kickback of 8% at no cost to you.
Yeah, it's really simple. You can, any of our reviews, you can click through and buy it, or any of this upcoming, you can click through and buy it, and then we have a box on the front page. You can click through, and anything at all, not even just the DVDs.
Right, anything you buy from Amazon in 24 hours. Yeah.
Very yep, cool. So we would appreciate that. Please and thank you.
Yes. quick rundown of the Netflix instant streaming stuff to look for this week. Weirdly enough, Lord of the Rings, The Two Towers, which is the middle film. The first film's not available. The third film's not available. You can watch the middle one.
Oh, well, that's really helpful.
I don't know why
Great.
They do that, but okay.
Great.
If you like the middle film, go for it. More seasons of Burn Notice, White Collar, and Jersey Shore, for those of you who like
yeah.
USA.
I just saw a clip. For the first time, I saw a clip of Jersey Shore.
Ugh.
And I saw it because I watched the new Beavis and Butthead.
Oh.
and they made fun, like they did do with videos. They do still do videos again, but they do clips of the shows on MTV and show a clip of it and have Beavis and Butthead making fun of them and joke.
Oh, well, that's interesting.
So I actually saw a clip of Jersey Shore. I've never seen it. I've avoided it like the plague, but making fun of it with Beavis and Butthead, totally worth it to watch it.
Well, there you go.
Okay.
Pacino's Scarface is available in high def on Netflix Instant this week.
Oh, good.
Edward Scissorhands, which comes out, has a Christmas feel to it, as a lot of Tim Burton movies do. Fritz Lang's Metropolis Restored, which was a classic silent film for sci-fi fans, and let's see if you get this reference. I hate you, Justin Matisse. You stink.
Hope Floats.
Yes, Sandra Bullock's Hope Floats comes out,
and Harry Connick Jr.'s Hope Floats.
That's right, Justin Matisse. So some interesting stuff if you got time this holiday week that you want to just throw the TV on and watch things.
Yeah, because there's not much on actual TV this week.
No, everything's been in reruns.
Yeah, lots of reruns because, you know, people are traveling and doing other things. The one big thing Thursday, Thanksgiving special, because when we all think of Thanksgiving,
you
know, in holiday time of year, we think of Lady Gaga.
Oh, my God. Right?
It's a very Gaga Thanksgiving.
Oh, geez.
And it's Thursday night. There's a bunch of performances from her and then a like in-depth interview with Katie Couric.
No kidding.
So it actually could be quite interesting. I mean, nothing else. Lady Gaga's an interesting woman. So I'll probably tune in and check it out. Big new thing this week on TV.
Yeah, the TV world was kind of thrown into a busy this week with the release of the new, on a couple different networks, with the release of their mid-season schedules.
Mm-hmm.
You know, NBC came out and Community was nowhere to be found. Neither was Prime Suspect.
Yeah, Prime Suspect has been canceled.
Right.
Community has not been canceled. It's on hiatus.
I hate that word.
So basically, we really need the Chelsea Handler sitcom to completely fail, and then maybe they'll bring Community back.
You know what? I hope Community goes somewhere else.
That could happen. I mean, they're still finishing the season, the episodes, so they'll have them. So, you know, the fear is that they'll just burn them off over summer and it won't come back in the fall.
Yeah.
But, possibility it goes somewhere else.
Because if the network does not appreciate the brilliance of the writing and the acting of
everything
of this show.
There is nothing about Community that is not top notch.
Yeah.
It's my favorite show on television right now. And I think it's the highest quality show on television.
But you know what seems to be the thing around town here is that people are saying, well, it's just too smart. It's too quirky for it. What are you talking about is too smart?
Smart.
I mean, are you saying that the general population is too dumb to handle something like this? You have to talk down to people?
Right. I don't know. And I get, ratings rule. And if it's not getting the ratings, it can't stay. But, you know, don't you want to have quality, too? Don't you want to be known, not just for ratings, but, you know, for critical acclaim and quality television?
Apparently NBC doesn't, just like Fox didn't, because they dumped Arrested Development. And that was the other big news this week, is that, I mean, we knew that it was coming back.
Yay! Yeah. In some way.
In some way. But now it's coming to Netflix, which is kind of a genre or a medium-defining moment in that we now have original programming for streaming media.
Yeah. Yeah, this could really change stuff.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see how it works.
Yeah.
And then if other stuff, like Community, is done that way just for streaming to begin with. But, you know, it's not brand new either. It's that an old show's coming back. But there's been so much that's been made just for web series.
That's true.
I mean, like The Guild is probably the most famous. Felicia Day's The Guild.
Right.
It's a web series that has gotten so many viewers and so much critical acclaim, and now it's on streaming and it's on DVD and that kind of thing. So taking an old show and, you know, revitalizing it in this way, you know, it could work really well.
Yeah. Well, just on a side note related to that, I was with our web designer today, and he just got back from a conference in Seattle where Netflix did some presentation. Now, 18 months ago, Netflix was getting 1 billion hits to their database a month. Now, today, they're getting 1 billion a day. That's how much, and across all devices, we're talking phones, we're talking iPads, we're talking laptops, Xbox, PS3. That's how much this is. This whole viewing pattern is changing the industry.
Mm-hmm.
Is really amazing. I mean, you have Hulu. You watch a lot of television on there.
That's how I watch my television now.
I know a lot of people who have gotten rid of cable altogether, and all they do is stream stuff.
Yeah, exactly, because Hulu's like $8 a month.
Mm-hmm. Netflix is.
And then Netflix is like $8 a month for $16 a month.
Yep.
You can watch movies. You can watch TV. It's not everything that cable has, but think about how many channels there are, you know, on cable or dish.
Yeah.
And how many you actually watch.
I bet
you watch a handful out of the 100. Yep. You watch 5 of them regularly.
Yeah. And I tend to watch stuff on demand. So I don't even watch it when it's broadcast. I go back through Time Warner Cable and hit the on demand section. So
exactly.
It's convenience. You know, there's no such thing as must-see TV anymore because you don't have to sit down at a certain time.
Right. It's not appointment television.
Right.
Yeah, you can do it whenever you want. It's the future, baby.
Ooh, hop on board. What else we got? Anything in entertainment news this week?
Entertainment news. There's like one story I think we've been waiting for a while, and there's one that I think just kind of came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
The one out of nowhere is they're reopening the investigation into Natalie Wood's death.
Which is really...
30 years. Yeah. And I guess it's... And the police have said it's like the media interest. And I know there's a new book coming out about it, or there was a book about it.
The book was actually written in 2009.
Oh, is that when it? Okay.
But apparently the co-author or the publicist for the book has been bird-dogging everybody in the media, has been hounding LA police.
Book came out, but they've been bugging him. Yeah, so it's just the media.
Yeah.
You know, kind of pushing for it. So it'll be interesting to say or to see if it. And most people know Natalie Wood passed away. So what, 30 years ago? She drowned. She was on a boat off Catalina Island, which is near LA,
mm-hmm.
with her husband Robert Wagner was there, and then so weird. Christopher Walken was on the boat. She was filming a movie with him.
Yep.
And I guess there was, you know, drugs and alcohol and fights and who knows what happened. But she supposedly fell over in the middle of the night and drowned. And there's always been questions about what really happened.
Yeah.
But, of course, in 30 years, I mean, it'd be interesting to find out. But how are you going to find out?
Yeah. Well, I do find it interesting with the timing, being the 30th anniversary, being mm-hmm. at Thanksgiving week, where Natalie's one of her most famous films, Miracle on 34th Street,
Correct.
Gets played.
That gets played. I'm sure I'll be watching it.
But you're right. From a CSI standpoint,
What are you going to buy? And they're looking at the boat. I think the boat's in Hawaii or something else.
Yeah,
they're like actually looking at the boat. I don't know how they're going to find anything and come to any real conclusions about it.
Prosecutors have come out to say that neither RJ, Robert Wagner, nor mm-hmm. Christopher Walken are suspects.
So what? So basically, what's the other option? That was an accident or a suicide.
Right.
So.
And, of course, her sister,
the one
Natalie's sister, is coming out saying, well, I knew Robert was behind this and saying, and the captain of the boat wound up on the Today Show and basically accused Robert Wagner of killing her.
Wow.
On network TV. And then he proceeded to say, yeah, I was really drunk. But I remember everything.
Wait, the captain of the boat was really drunk?
Yeah.
Oh, that's helpful.
But he said that Wagner kept pushing alcohol on. It's a really weird story. The whole story is very strange.
Well, thanks. So anyhow, it's interesting. We'll have to see where it goes, if anything comes out of it or not.
Yeah.
But the other huge news, like I was talking about, something I think we've been waiting for a few weeks for the actual announcement, Tamia and Ashton are no longer.
Oh, it's so sad.
I think it was probably pretty smart of her to wait for him to get a new steady job that pays really good money before she...
True, because now she gets 50% of his paycheck.
So I'm not saying that's what she did. I'm just saying it worked out well for her. Like, Demi Moore needs his money anyhow.
Well, she's been working. She's actually got a couple movies coming out. I know one of them is direct to DVD, but she's got a couple.
Yeah, she doesn't need it. I'm kidding. But so kind of sad, but kind of... It's about 6 years, and supposedly he cheated, and who knows what happened with all that.
Yeah,
but
the rumor is that he knocked up January Jones, which is his old girlfriend.
Yeah, and then there was some other chick that
claims having
an affair with him, and who knows. But 6 years, and, you know, for a couple that everybody thought it was like a publicity stunt or
if it was real,
they would last a year. 6 years in Hollywood, that's pretty darn good. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, but that's the big exciting news out of Hollywood.
Okay. Anything else?
I think that's about it.
Yeah.
Not enough. We have divorce and death and...
That's true. Drama. All right, well, that's enough to go through to your Thanksgiving and carry you over until we get to, oh, God, Black Friday's coming.
Yep.
We're going to be inundated with sales and all that kind of stuff. And then,
of course, happy shopping, everyone.
Happy shopping. And the radio station here in Los Angeles has already flipped over to all Christmas music 24 hours, so.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, so many have. So, and I was driving the other day and I kept flipping around and finding Christmas music, which made me cringe. And then I realized I couldn't stop singing along with it, which made me cringe even more.
Oh, well.
Yeah, it tis the season.
Tis the season is right. So that'll do it for us this week. Remember, support DVD Verdict. You can email us. mstaley@dvdverdict.com or
mhanson@dvdverdict.com. Yep, and I've been trying to find a good, like, closing line.
Yes.
So if you have any suggestions, send them to me and I'll try them out. Seriously.
Oh, well, that's a good idea.
So, because I can't come up with a good one. I'm just stealing from other people. Okay. So if you have any ideas for a way for me to send the show out every week, go ahead and send me an email and let me know.
Sounds good. Until then, we will just bid you adieu.